Mayflower, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. The Mayflower was the ship which transported the Pilgrims from Plymouth, England to North Virginia, in what was later to become the United States of America, in 1620, leaving Plymouth on September 6 and dropping anchor near Cape Cod on November 11, both dates according to the old style, or the Julian calendar. This voyage followed and was inspired by the successful establishment of the first permanent English settlement, Jamestown, by the London Company of Virginia in 1607. The ship. The ship Mayflower was used as a cargo ship, trading, often in wine, between England and other European countries, principally France, but also Norway, Germany, and Spain. At least between 1609 and 1623 it was mastered by Christopher Jones, who was captain on the transatlantic voyage, and based in Rotherhithe. He was buried in the graveyard of St. Mary's Rotherhithe following his death in March 1623, and it is likely that the ship was broken up for scrap lumber there in the following year. The Mayflower Barn, situated just outside the small Quaker village of Jordans in Buckinghamshire, England, purports to be constructed from these timbers. Details regarding the size and overall dimensions of the ship are unknown, but it has been estimated from its load weight and the usual size of 180-ton merchant ships in the period to be 90 to 110 feet in length and about 25 feet in width. The size of a ship is measured not by its own weight, but by burden, the amount the ship can carry. The term ton, as used to measure the burden of a ship, derives from the word ton, T-U-N, a large cask used for storing wine as it was being shipped. Careful research went into designing a replica, the Mayflower II, launched on September 22, 1956, to make it as much like its namesake as possible. The voyage. Initially, the plan was for the voyage to be made in two vessels, the other being the smaller Speedwell. The first voyage of the ships departed Southampton, England, on August 5, 1620, but the Speedwell developed a leak and had to be refitted at Dartmouth. On the second attempt, the ships reached the Atlantic, but once again were forced to return to Plymouth. After some reorganization, the final 66-day voyage was made by the Mayflower alone. With the crowding of 102 passengers plus crew, each family was allotted very little space for personal belongings. At one point, the ship's main beam cracked and had to be repaired using a large iron screw. The Mayflower landed at Renews on the southern shore of the Avalon Peninsula in Newfoundland, where it picked up water and supplies from local fishing families before sailing on to Cape Cod. Their intended destination was a section of land in the area near the Hudson River. The ship, however, was forced off course by poor weather. As a result of the delay, the settlers did not arrive until the onset of a harsh New England winter. Before disembarking, the settlers wrote and signed the Mayflower Compact. They had failed to reach Virginia, where they had permission to settle. On April 5, 1621, the Mayflower set sail from Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts on a return trip to England, arriving back on May 6, 1621. Mayflower Passengers. The passengers on the Mayflower were the earliest permanent settlers in New England, and so later many members of society took great interest in tracing their ancestry back to one of these. See List of Passengers on the Mayflower for a complete accounting. See also List of Mayflower Passengers who died in the winter of 1620 through 1621. See some of the descendants of these Mayflower pilgrims in this Mayflower Descendants Chart. Mayflower in Culture. The voyage and the ship later became famous, virtually an icon of a perilous one-way trip to a new life, and many different kinds of things have been named after it. The Mayflower is the emblem of the English football club Plymouth Argyle FC, who are known by the nickname of the Pilgrims. Jordan's Farm and the Mayflower Barn. Situated on the edge of the Chiltern Hills in the South Buckinghamshire countryside, about midway between London and Oxford, is the small village and associated farmstead of Jordans. The name of the farm appears to date back into the late Middle Ages, when some long-forgotten Jordan, or Jourdain, farmed the area. The known history of the farm begins in 1618, when Thomas Russell bought it. Part of the present farmhouse was already there, and Thomas Russell added on to it in 1624. At the same time, he built a substantial new main barn with timbers from a ship called the Mayflower, purchased from a shipbreaker's yard in Rotherhithe. In the 1920s, the antiquarian J. Rendell Harris, famous for his discovery of the Syriac Odes of Solomon, concluded after meticulous research that the barn was built with the timbers of the very same Mayflower that carried the Pilgrim Fathers from Plymouth to New England. There have been reported to have been as many as 37 Mayflowers plying the oceans at that time. This claim has been subject to much debate up to the present day. What is unquestionable is that ships' timbers of that era were used for the construction. If you look into the roof beams of the old barn, you can see the clear shape of a ship's keel. If you look closer, one of the beams bears the outline of the letter M, and the middle beam of the section is cracked, as that on the Mayflower has been described as being. In the interest of balance, it should be noted that J. Rendell Harris was a prominent Quaker, and in the 1920s, the farmstead of Jordans was undergoing an interesting social experiment. A group of Quakers had bought the Jordans farm in 1911. In 1919, they established a planned village to be built by Quakers and other conscientious objectors to war. The village was to be self-owning and self-supporting. They established Jordan's Village Industries, which produced handmade furniture. The furniture was too expensive for the market, and the enterprise was quickly failing, which resulted in the company going broke in 1924. The newfound fame of Jordan's as the location of the final resting place of the timbers of the Mayflower couldn't have been more opportune for the fledgling community, as an influx in tourists provided the group with a much-needed kickstart in establishing the settlement. Whether the story is true or not, and the appellation of the Mayflower Barn is known locally to date back centuries, well before J. Rendell Harris's investigations, the barn is a beautiful building situated in a tranquil setting, and today the well-preserved structure is a major tourist attraction, receiving many visitors each year from all over the world, and particularly from the Americas. External links: Mayflower 2 at Plymouth Plantation Museum, Mayflower 2 Tour, My Big Adventure, Mayflower Passengers from MayflowerHistory.com, Mayflower History from MayflowerHistory.com, Pilgrim Hall Museum of Plymouth, Massachusetts, General Society of Mayflower Descendants, The Mayflower and Her Log, Azel Ames, Project Gutenberg Edition, The First Ship's Discussion List Homepage, The Village of Jordans and the Mayflower Today, The Straight Dope, Did the Pilgrims Land on Plymouth Rock Because They Ran Out of Beer? This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.